Right, Alexander, let's get to the polls for the U.S. elections. We're 26 days until the U.S. election, November 3rd. Four weeks, pretty much. And we had the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which came out 2 days after the first debate, but did not cover the Trump's health incident. And that poll had given Biden a 14-point lead. Now, there are a lot of flaws in that poll, but the mainstream media ran with it. Now, a 14-point lead, I was actually watching Tucker Carlson tonight, his segment yesterday, and he kind of mentioned that a 14-point lead. He was like, you know, holy smokes, that's a huge lead when you think about it. I mean, we're going to get into breaking down the poll and why it's completely flawed, but just stay with me for a sec. When you have such a big lead, I mean, you're pretty much with, you know, 3-4 weeks till the election, you're pretty much coasting to an election victory. And I say this because yesterday, Michelle Obama came out with like a 25-minute video, highly produced, terribly acted. It was completely cringe. But anyway, it was produced. It was slick. But you just had a terrible actress in Michelle Obama. Very cringe. But that whole video was just 20, 24, 25 minutes of Orange Man bad and Orange Man is a racist. I mean, that was literally the whole video. And then, of course, Vote for Joe. And I just thought to myself, if you're coasting towards the election, 3-4 weeks left, and you have a 14-point lead, why would you put out a video like that where you're not only going to piss off, you know, the Trump campaign by saying Orange Man bad and you're a racist, but you also piss off his base. It was kind of like a deplorables moment for Michelle Obama, you know, because she was judging everybody. You know, if you're not thinking like us, like the neoliberal Obama clan, then, you know, you're a bad person. You're a terrible person. And it just made me think, you know, you would not trot out Michelle Obama to do these kinds of things if you have such a huge lead in such a short period of time before the election. Something else is going on. What do you think's going on?
Well, the short answer is that they don't have this huge lead. I mean, I think this is for me, I mean, I've always been skeptical about that poll. Now, we discussed it briefly in a video, in a live show that we did a few days ago. And in fact, there were some very interesting comments from our viewers about it. And also, they made the point, which in fact you highlighted in one of the images that you showed during that live show, that first of all, the sample for this poll was extremely small, 800 people, 800 registered voters. This is just, you know, in a country of 330 million, I mean, that's a drop of in the ocean. It would be considered a very small poll in Britain, which is, what, a seventh of the population of the United States. So it's a very, very small sample. The sample was of registered voters rather than likely voters, which is, again, considered by many people to be unreliable. But perhaps the greatest problem is that it massively oversampled Democrats. There were 10% more Democrats than there were Republicans. Now, if you're going to ask lots of Democrats, you know, are you going to vote for Trump or are you going to vote for Biden? Well, unsurprisingly, they're going to say they vote for Biden. Now, I'm told that a more accurate sample would put Democrats perhaps 3 points, because there are more Democrat, or at least more declared Democrats than Republicans, but would be about perhaps 3% more. But others take the view that you shouldn't actually look at that criterion at all anyway. It shouldn't be your basis for actually sampling voters. And there's been one poll, which is actually made at the same time as this one, which didn't actually sample voters on the basis of their political, their party allegiances, but just looked at likely voters. And that put Trump 5% ahead, And Zogby, who is, you know, a very, you know, experienced pollster, he puts Biden 2% ahead. So these are very narrow margins, 5%, 2%. They're very narrow. Now, I'm not an expert in American opinion polls, but I have to say this doesn't look at all good to me. And the methodology, as you rightly said, of that poll, the one which gave Biden a 14% lead, looks incredibly shaky. And no other opinion poll which I have seen comes close to giving him anything like that kind of lead. Even polls from, you know, established pollsters who lean Democrat tend to give him leads of around 8%, certainly not 14%. So to answer your question again, the reason for that extraordinary Michelle Obama video is because Biden does not have a 14% lead. The Democrats know it. They also know that in lots of states, Florida, Arizona, Ohio, apparently Trump is gaining ground. It doesn't look strong. And so the result is they're getting more nervous. And that's why they're pumping out videos by Michelle Obama, which I suspect also, by the way, are intended to shore up the Black American vote, which is apparently very unenthusiastic about Biden, but which is essential. It's essential that Black American voters come out in large numbers in order to secure a Biden victory. So I think that's partly what that was all about. I am going to add again a point I have made before, which is that in 2016, one of the great revelations that came out from the DNC emails that WikiLeaks published, and which, by the way, I should inform our viewers, Alex at the time exhaustively discussed and provided details of on the Duran, that's how I know this, is the fact that the Democrats, the DNC, had all sorts of very cozy relationships with the big polling companies to ensure that Hillary Clinton got much more favorable ratings than she was in fact receiving. So that was actually going on in 2016. I am sure it's going on to an even greater degree in 2020, because all the indications are that the Democrats are pulling out all the stops in 2020 and are going even further doing in 2020 the sort of things they were doing in 2016. So please pay no attention to these extreme polls and take all polls that you see with great skepticism.
Now, I was going to ask you if polls even matter, but I think you answered that question right now, that they really don't matter. But what would be interesting is if Trump does win the election, then I think polls, the polling companies and the industry is in really big trouble. I mean, essentially done. I mean, because 2016, they could say, okay, you know, it was a one-time thing and we messed it up, but, you know, we'll make up for it the next election. But for them to do it two elections in a row to get it so wrong, I think that would just be the end of that industry. And I just want to, you know, make a note that we also have two more debates. The first debate is meaningless now after the after Trump's health scare. So that first debate is meaningless outside of Chris Wallace's career, you know, going down the toilet. You know, so you have two more debates, and essentially the second debate is going to be like the first debate.
Yes.
You also have a VP debate, which we'll discuss on a separate show, which in other years wouldn't matter, but in this election cycle, one of the VPs, Kamala Harris, is essentially the president of the United States, or could be the president of the United States. So you know, you're seeing the vice president now debating the soon to be president of the United States should Biden win. So that's an important VP debate, which we will talk about. So, I mean, you know, still a lot going on in these next 3-4 weeks.
Well, they did, absolutely. Lots going on. I mean, these are the most critical weeks in the election. And of course, we've got all the extraordinary dynamics of this Trump campaign, which is now reigniting in the going off on all cylinders again after the extraordinary events of the last weeks. So, you know, everything, if you like, is to play for. And because I'm afraid opinion polls are so distorted in the United States, it's very difficult to get a sense exactly of where we are. One has the feeling that the momentum has been moving in Trump's direction. There was a long period, by the way, when I noticed that opinion polls were not coming out as or being spoken about as regularly as they were, which is also another sign that opinions seem to be shifting in his favor. And I suspect now that's going to accelerate or intensify, but we shall see. I mean, can I just make the point? Everything in the United States, there is so much distortion. We have suppression on social media. I mean, the big tech companies suppressing anti-Biden comments on social media. We have the news media itself, which is basically now become the arm, the PR arm of the Biden campaign. I mean, they're doing it round the clock, and they are publishing, you know, absolutely fake stories. We had that with the tax returns. We had that a few weeks before with the Russian bonuses paid to the Taliban stories. All of this has been churned out all the time. How realistic is it in an election where there is so much distortion and fakery going on that the opinion polls are reliable? I mean, it would be completely anomalous. So obviously they're not, and that makes it very difficult. But will they be in crisis if Trump wins? They should have been in crisis in 2016. I mean, that's the trouble. I mean, 2016, they got it completely wrong. And the media got it completely wrong in 2016. But did they change anything? Oh, no, on the contrary, they doubled down. And I'm sorry to say it, yes, they ought to be discredited, but I predict they won't be. They'll just continue in exactly the same way as before. And we'll see them continuing their campaign against Donald Trump, harassing him at every turn, bringing out all kinds of opinion polls that appear to show how strongly the American people disapprove of Donald Trump, and suppressing all evidence to the opposite. So, yes, they should be in crisis, but they should have been in crisis long ago, given, as I said, the enormous amount of deception and distortion and fakery that is going on all the time.
Yeah, I mean, just to wrap it up, I try to use my logic, and I don't know if it's correct the way I'm thinking about it, but I sit there and I think to myself, okay, there's enthusiasm for Trump that's through the roof, more than 2016. So I would imagine that everyone that voted for Trump in 2016 will vote for him in 2020. I'll just start with that, that assumption. Then I'll start with the fact that he's the incumbent. Yeah. So I think that gives him a leg up. Obviously, name recognition. He's in the news cycle 24 hours a day. Yeah. Biden's been hiding in his basement 24 hours a day. From what I understand, the Trump campaign has a real ground game, and Biden has zero ground game. I understand that Biden is not even going door to door at all. No. The Trump campaign has been going door to door now for months in the campaign, registering people. More people. They've registered more Republicans than 2016 as well. Mm-hmm. Many more. Florida is a good example of that. Mm-hmm. Now you have the CV thing, which also gives Trump a lift. And you have the fact that the Democrats and independents and everyone in the United States is not really that enthusiastic about Joe Biden. A lot of people don't even know how the hell he got the nominee for the Democrats. I mean, he was in fifth place at one point or fourth place, and all of a sudden he's got the nominee. So are people really going to go out and vote for him? I mean, I just think to myself, nothing makes sense, because if you start from the baseline that Trump will get the 65, 67 million people that voted for him in 2016, this election cycle, I mean, you're going to build on that.
Yeah. I'd add one other thing, which is that Donald Trump is a much more experienced and commanding figure this time than he was in 2016. I mean, I agree with what you said about the first debate, that, you know, it's now vanished history. But I mean, he was much more in awe of Hillary Clinton. I mean, he was in awe a bit of Hillary Clinton in the 2016 debates. He certainly wasn't this time. I mean, you know, he's absolutely, as I said, steamrolled over Biden. He's a much more commanding and self-confident figure. Strange to talk about that with Donald Trump, but it's true that he was in 2016, and he's more experienced, and he's got, as I say, a much more powerful campaign behind him. And to a certain extent, he's also got the Republican Party, you know, working for him in a way that it wasn't really working for him in 2016. So he's got those advantages, it seems to me. Why does it not make sense? I agree, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it isn't true. I mean, this is the thing to understand. I mean, all the factors that you said would point to Donald Trump being ahead. If the opinion polls are telling you that he is not ahead, but he's far behind, then, you know, look at the methodology of the opinion polls. If the methodology is wrong, then that makes more sense. And you shouldn't believe them. I think it's as simple as that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the one big advantage that Biden has, the Democrats have, it's not even a Biden thing, as you mentioned, is you have 98% of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And 100% of social media, big tech, social media is full on Biden. I mean, full on.
Absolutely. And so is much of the bureaucracy. But you're absolutely right when you said that there's no enthusiasm for him in the country. I mean, there was one incident that I sort of followed, actually, when he did go out to meet people, and all of 13 people turned up. So, I mean, it was when you compare it, you know, with the hundreds who come out for, thousands who come out for Donald Trump's rallies, or the people who came out, you know, when he was in hospital. I mean, you know, this thing which annoyed the Democrats so much, you know, when he drove by and, you know, they were so enthusiastic and excited about him. Well, you'll never see anything like that with Joe Biden. I mean, Sleepy Joe, was everyone asleep? That's what he does. They're not interested in him. They're not excited about him. They're not excited about Kamala Harris either. They don't like her. So, I mean, all these factors are in play. But as I said, no, it was quite bizarre, actually, seeing all the 13 people turning up for Joe. But there we are. That's the reality of this election. It doesn't seem to me at all plausible that Biden is 14% ahead, and I never believed it.
It's really, really interesting to see the United States may actually have a president who no one cares about shoved down their throats, and a vice president who will become president that no one likes. I mean, if that scenario comes true,
well, it'd be very, just very bad for the United States.
Very bad. Very bad. More people probably came to the hospital, to Walter Reed, to provide support for Trump. No, definitely more people were at Walter Reed than you would see at any Biden Kamala rally combined.
Absolutely. Well, and absolutely. I have no question about that whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, forcing a candidate on the American people that they don't like, and forcing that person to as president on them, I mean, that is a terrible thing to do. That is the absolute inversion of democracy. Democracy is supposed to be the, you know, what is it Abraham Lincoln said? Government of the people, by the people, for the people. How is it democracy if you force on the people someone they don't want? I mean, it's not democracy then. It's something else. I mean, it's an oligarchy and it's a national security state, but it's no longer a democratic republic.
Very bizarre. All right. Alexander Bear-Kirst, thank you very much, guys. Please click on that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you like this video. Drop us a comment down below. Let us know what you think about the polling numbers. And also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Your donation really helps us out a lot, and we need all the help we can get. Please go to the Durant Shop and pick up some merch. And also, go to Patriotic Legacy and pick up a Patriot Beacon 3. Use the code Durant20 to enter a contest that they have going on, and you could win the pink Patriot Beacon for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And with that, you also have the chance to win a Duran mug with the USA flag on it. So we'll do a quick shout out to Patriotic Legacy since we talked about the United States and of course at Duran Merch.
Absolutely. And of course, this is the Patriot Beacon 3, made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy in the United States, but it ships internationally, so you can get it wherever you are. And what is the Patriot Beacon 3? It is quite simply the best flashlight in the world. You can see it has this incredibly powerful beam, which you can dim if you need to, and if you can have it flashing if you're walking down a road with oncoming traffic and you want to alert people to the fact that you're there. You can also alert them to the fact that you are there in another way, because it's got an alarm in the handle. And of course, it's also solar powered, so you don't need to worry about putting batteries in. All you need to do is keep it out in the light during the day, and it is there for you. It is totally reliable. You can rely on it completely. You can also, because it is charged, you can also use it to, there's a port there to charge up your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet, or any other device that needs recharging. So it's the Patriot Beacon 3, the best flashlight in the world. It's also got other things that it does. It's got a compass in the handle. So if you're walking in the dark forests, as I often am, in the night, and you lose your way, well, there you go. You've got a compass there, so you can get your bearings very quickly if you don't have a smartphone with you, or you're out of internet contact, and there's no GPS or something of that kind. And it's also a wonderful tool. You can use it as a hammer. You can use it if you're in the road and you see an accident and you need to get someone out of the car. You can break the windscreen with this. It's perfect for that, designed for it. Just tap on the corners of the windscreen and it'll just come down, and then you can cut any person who needs to be pulled out. There's a seatbelt cutter there. I have it, by the way, all the time in my car when I'm driving. And can I also say, you've got a magnet, so you can put it, you can find a metal fitting, and you can just stick it on the side, and it's there, and it's immediately to hand and reachable. It is the Patriot Beacon 3. As Alex said, this one, the one that we're going to be in this competition, will be pink. This one is black, but pink partly because it's breast cancer awareness week, but it's also a beautiful color, and it is a beautiful object. It is beautifully made. It is strong and rugged. And I would say again, it is made in the United States, ships over the world. It comes with a Duran Magic mug with the flag of the United States, as you can see there. And you must absolutely participate in this competition, because you must definitely get yourself one. Everybody should have one. And I say that without any doubt, because it is the best flashlight in the world. And just to remind our viewers, we have all our wonderful things in our shop, as well as the mug with the flag of the United States. We have mugs, the best mugs anywhere, as many of our viewers say, but we also have mugs with the flags of many other countries. This is Australia. This is Britain. And we also have shirts now with many flags of many countries. And we've also got hats with the flags of many countries. This one has Britain. You can see what a beautiful, beautiful hat that is. Beautifully made and beautifully embroidered. And I've got another one here too, by the way. So you can see that they are amazing hats. And we've also got hoodies. And we've got ebooks too, you can find on our shop, and you can come to our shop and you can buy these things. The feedback we get on our products is rapturous, and at the same time, you support the Duran by coming to our shop too. So come to our shop, support the Duran, join this competition, and get yourself a Patriot Beacon 3.
All right, you will find a link to the Patriotic Legacy website down below. You'll also find another link to the Duran shop down below as well. Alexander Kurz, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.